Jason Derkovics with my wife, Pasha Derkovics. We're filling in for Daniel Brigman. Say hello, Pasha.
Hello, Pasha.
Well, we just wanted to, first of all, give our greatest thanks to Daniel and the Power Hour for giving us this opportunity to fill in as a guest host. Today we're going to be talking about the topic of supplementation. Why is it necessary, and how to avoid the deceit within the marketplace? So I'm going to begin first off with a story that I call Good For You. But when I was a kid, I could not leave the dinner table until I finished my complete dinner. That included everything. These days and ages, I'm seeing a lot of kids that are just walking away from the dinner table just simply because they didn't like a meal. When I was a kid and I tried that, my parents would turn me right around, sit me right back to the dinner table, and I was not allowed to leave until I finished. Now, this wasn't all the time. It was just one item in particular, and it was peas. I could not stand peas for the life of me. I couldn't get them down. I couldn't keep them down, no matter how hard I tried. And to my mother's greatest devotion in trying to get us to enjoy the peas, she came up with a new style to make her peas every single day. These are winter fresh peas. These are seasonal fresh peas. These are peas drawn in butter. These are peas with a little garlic and pepper. So we tried all these different variations, and I did not like them. So I, as a young kid, would say, well, why do I have to eat these? I don't like them. And the simple answer that was given to me was because they are good for you. And as a kid, I didn't really truly understand what the topic of good for me meant. All I knew was when we were talking about good is whether it tasted good or not. And I did not like the taste of the peas. So in my mind, I don't care how good they were for me. I did not want to eat them. However, I was not able to get up from the table until I finished those peas. Sometimes it'd be a 20-minute period, half-hour period before I was able to leave the table. But I did finish them. Why? Because they were good for me. So now we bring this to where we are today. So many of our diets are lacking, and some people that are really proactive towards their diet, they choose organic, they choose non-GMO, they search high and low for the highest quality foods, and that's that. And then on the other side of the spectrum, we have people that try to eat a balanced diet, but the occasional fast food meal sneaks in, and we're left with a compromised diet at that point. And then on the full other side of the spectrum are just people that constantly are eating fast food and constantly trying to just eat meals of convenience rather than putting the focus in onto making sure that this meal that we are ingesting for ourselves or our families are going to be healthy for us. So the problem is, a lot of times with these fast food stops along the way, I get it. I'm a parent. I got to bring my son to basketball practice, to baseball practice, and sometimes we just need to stop at a fast food restaurant on our way home just to get something to eat. The problem is that food is highly non-nutritious at all, and we're all aware of that. So what do? We try to make ourselves feel better, and we try to go the route of supplementation. Well, if my diet is off, at least I can make up for it a little bit by including this dietary supplement. And that's usually what the healthiest thing that we think we're eating during the day. Little do we know that that supplement choice may be the worst thing that we're actually ingesting within our diet. Pasha, did you have any type of meal that or an item that you did not like as a kid, but you had to eat it?
Oh, stuffed cream peppers, but your parents were nice. They let you, like, stay at the table. Like, ours would be like, if you don't finish it, it's going in the fridge, and you're going to have it for breakfast. So, stuffed green peppers for breakfast was not, and that and shepherd's pie.
Oh, shepherd's pie. That was another one of mine. Why? Because that's where the leftover peas went. So, yeah, they did go back into the refrigerator in some aspect, but then they came back out and they went into another dish that I did not like, and that was shepherd's pie. But, however, we had to eat it because it was good for us, and our parents were making sure we got our nutrition throughout the day. This day and age, it's far too easy for convenience for us to just simply reach out for a quick fast food. And then to simply try to supplement that by taking what we think is healthy, whether we're taking a generic multivitamin or a generic vitamin C or magnesium or zinc and copper or iron and selenium, whatever it is on those pharmaceutical shelved offerings, they're being masked and being shown that they are a different product. However, if we were to just simply turn those labels around, we'd see that those are identical products on the shelf. So let's take a look at exactly what it is that is on those shelves. Before we get into that, I want to bring up my mentor's quote that has stuck with me for the last 15 years. And this quote is, "We are what we eat, what we drink, what we breathe, and what we think. However, it is most important that we rearrange that order, because it is most important how we think, so then we may take the proper precautions on what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe." So now if we can take that focus and realize that we are what we eat, realize that every time we consciously put food in our mouth or drinks in our mouth, that that is the fuel for our body to equip us with what our body needs, whether it's the onslaught of toxins that were out in the environment or the foods that we're ingesting or have heavy metals within them or preservatives. Our food is responsible then for helping our bodies to clear out that mess and also to help organs function properly. Magnesium is required in every single one of our body's functions. Without the proper levels of magnesium, you're going to start to see that those functions within our body are going to start to suffer. Now, our bodies are not cars. We don't have a check engine light that comes on to signal that oil is low or magnesium is low. We don't have a gauge that shows we're overheating or that we're dehydrated. We have to rely on what our body is telling us. And some simple clues that might tell us that something is off is your quality of sleep at night. Are you getting a sound sleep? Are you waking up several times throughout the night? How is your digestion? Are you having bowel movements once a day at least? How is your energy levels overall? Do we eat something during the middle of the day and then experience that midday crash? Well, that could be a sign of chromium not being adequately supplied within our bodies. So when we start viewing our bodies as this complete engined system, we need to discover and realize that our body, if it were to be a sports car or a race car, that would require some special fuel. It requires some special additives that would help that engine perform at its optimal levels. We don't have those check engine lights. We don't have those signals telling us when things are off. So we have to rely on the fact that we're making healthy choices. Sadly, as I was pointing out before, the healthiest choice that people are making these days are thinking that they're taking their supplement and that's going to magically correct the fast food diet that they've been feasting on all week, or the lack of nutrients that are found even in our organic foods. We're trying to then supplement that and to provide those nutrients that are lost. The point of a supplement is to give back to our bodies and to our diets that which is lost. So let's go back into the purpose of supplementation. A lot of people view it as a luxury. Some people simply, they don't feel they need it yet. Let's look at who is in need of supplements. I'm going to go back to a story. Have you ever heard of the British sailors being called Limeys? Well, they got that name as a result of scurvy. British sailors were dying at alarming rates of scurvy, and they discovered that it was a vitamin C deficiency, so they started packing limes with them to bring on these naval ships, and that one little slice of lime was the difference that provided them in a whole food complex structure that vitamin C that their bodies required. And without that vitamin C, that's when the scurvy was taking over and the naval fleets were dying at alarming rates. So that one simple slice of lime was what the difference from life to death was for these people. And that's where the term limeys came from. And then eventually they figured that limes were not going to be holding on ship as long, or boiling, so that's when we switch to potatoes. Potatoes also are high in vitamin C and other support nutrients. So that's why you hear all the, or you see the movies where all the sailors are sitting there peeling potatoes, and well, that's where that came about. So in understanding that there is these vitamin deficiencies, these mineral deficiencies that were affecting their sailors, they had to then determine, well, there's got to be other nutrients that are missing. So we started working on the concept of supplementation or some way to get these nutrients when they weren't readily available, something that would be able to be stored, something that would be able to be, you know, encapsulated or tableted, something that would be able to store long and be able to be convenient to bring with them. So that's when they started to research and trying to discover and how to isolate or to figure out a way to extract these vitamins and these minerals, because they couldn't bring that much bulk of food to get all that on there. So they decided to try to concentrate that. This began with a Nobel Prize that was awarded to Albert Svent Georgi for his isolation and discovery of vitamin C, commonly referred to and known as ascorbic acid. So many of you people that have a vitamin C bottle in front of you or on the side of you, if it's not grown by nature, you're going to see that that vitamin C label is listed simply as ascorbic acid. Well, what is ascorbic acid? Ascorbic acid is one tiny fraction of the whole vitamin C complex. If ascorbic acid was part of a car, it'd simply just be a tire or a steering wheel, missing the other components of the car. Albert Svent Georgi first started with red paprika, started to break that down, finally was left with a crystallized powder, and that's what commonly now is referred to as the vitamin C as ascorbic acid. However, Albert Svent Georgi, in his studies and his notes, was noticing that each step that they broke it down, it was losing its vitamin activity until the very bottom of ascorbic acid had absolutely no true living vitamin activity that would be found in our oranges or kiwis, strawberries, and the fruits and vegetables upon this earth. So, in the rush to get this to the market, they took that ascorbic acid, they labeled it as vitamin C, and Albert Svent Georgi had even been on the side saying, no, you can't call this vitamin C. It's not truly vitamin C. It doesn't have all the true components. Now, one of his students is a man by the name of Andy Szilagyi, who was a Hungarian native, and he escaped the Hungarian Revolution after being a student of Albert Svent Georgi. And he was astonished that when he escaped the Hungarian Revolution, came to the United States, that he saw the most, quote, civilized nation upon this earth ingesting chemicals and rocks for their health. And I'll get that into that a little bit further as we get down. But what he was seeing was that the forms of supplements that people were taking were not from nature. They were pharmaceutically made. They had no business inside our bodies. And he was appalled to see that this is what was going on here in the United States. So he made it his lifelong mission to try to then discover how to figure out a way to give a healthier supplement. And he was a benchmark chemist, worked many hours throughout the day and would do this study type of stuff at night on his own. It took him 17 years before he was able to finally figure out how to truly feed and replenish these nutrients back into the plants, so that these nutrients could then be made into supplements that would be readily available for people to consume. Now, his mission is that he wanted to give the best of the food without the bulk of the food, and realizing that he couldn't just simply pack all of these fruits and vegetables. He had to figure out a way to highly concentrate those nutrients, so when that food was broken down and concentrated into a tablet or capsule, it would actually have a high potency. All right, so the problem that still exists was that these nutrients were not readily available, or people did not fully understand it when he first came out with his first line. So after the 17 years, when he finally figured out how to incorporate selenium into a living cell, he then moved on to his next one, and he's trying to get his whole product line. He figured that it was going to take him, I don't know, maybe another day or two before he could just simply switch over the formula. But it actually took him another 3 years before he could get the secondary product. Long story short, in a matter of 23 years, it took him before he was able to figure out a way to get all of these nutrients back into their original plant cells, and then he could have a whole product line. And this is where he began his company in 1977 in the United States, called the Grow Company, and they are the manufacturer of our nutrients for Grown by Nature. Now, Joyce Riley was an absolute blessing with the Power Hour when I first moved to Minnesota and was engaged to my wife. She was working at the time for Genesis Communication Networks, and she had contacted Joyce and was saying that I had this new product that was available, and she wanted to have me talk to Joyce, and I had a good talk with Joyce that day. And about an hour or so into it, and Joyce made it very clear that she was not going to take anything into her studio audience and make it available unless she knew that she could test it and trust it herself. So we had sent her samples, and within a couple of weeks, she gave us a call back and saying that she was loving the nutrients that we had sent her, and she wanted to focus on making this available for the Power Hour. So this is now, we're going on 15 years now here with Grown by Nature, and I have to truly say I owe it mostly all to Joyce. When I grew up as a kid, I never envisioned that I was going to become a vitamin salesperson. I had no desire to be in the supplement market. I wanted to be a professional baseball player. However, I injured my arm as a junior pitcher, and I required surgery that sidelined me for my senior year of eligibility. And at that point, I said, God, you know what? What is going on? This was my plan. This was my plan of where I wanted to go, and now you're sweeping that rug out from under me. Well, God has a different plan with us, and I felt that it wasn't until a couple of years later when I finally realized where my new path was headed that God had a different plan for me. So I was first introduced to this line of nutrients in 2001 when I was a product manager for a company out in New York. We were an international health and wellness company. I was the product manager responsible for overseeing all new products, all new items that were coming to our distributors and whether or not we should carry them. And we've had several submissions for all these different supplements, and I just looked at them and basically tossed them into the trash. Then I was approached by our CEO saying, we have this amazing line of supplements I want you to look into. And I'll be honest, I rolled my eyes, and not in front of the CEO because I didn't want him to see that, but off on the side, I was like, oh, here we go again. Here's another wasteful project I'm being assigned. So I was handed this stack of papers, and I was like, what is this? It was study after study, peer-reviewed studies of these nutrients that I was to review. So I started to review them. And I'll be honest, at first I started looking at what their labels were offering. I said, well, this doesn't make sense. This is not as much that is being offered that I'm currently taking for my one-a-day supplement. As a college athlete, I was taking two of my one-a-day supplements because I felt I needed that competitive advantage over the rest of the athletes that were also competing. So at that point, when I realized that what was being made available was at such a lower percentage, it got me to question. So I contacted back to Dr. Llewellyn, who was introducing these nutrients to us. And at that point, I said, now, Dr. Llewellyn, I'm seeing here on this label that this one is saying it's 100% of the RDA, and this one is only matched at around 10%. What is the difference? And he says, well, Jason, the 100% was listed because they put in enough pharmaceutical powder to meet that criteria. And to me, that sounded like, well, wouldn't we all? and I couldn't understand what that meant. I didn't know what he meant by the pharmaceutical difference. So I then asked him, I said, well, what is the difference? And he says, well, this one is made in a pharmaceutical lab and will have adverse reactions that will push your body further out of balance, whereas these nutrients, what your body is requiring, are the ones that your body will readily absorb, retain, and utilize correctly in the fashion that nutrients were designed to. So I said, okay. I said, well, what exactly do you mean that could cause adverse reactions? So he said, well, what's one of the most common supplements? And I just mentioned the one that I had, and we went to the internet, I looked at the label, and I read off from ingredient after ingredient. And as I went down the line, each ingredient, he came back to me and said, well, did you know that that ingredient right there was actually a coal tar derivative? Did you know that that ingredient right there actually was mixed with cyanide? Did you know that that ingredient right there has also been used in radioactive imaging agents? Now, these are just several ingredients. And after about five or six of the ones that I had mentioned, I started to get the picture. I started to realize that I wasn't taking what I thought I was taking. And that is what I want to bring as a message to our audience today. And truly what matters is that if you are going to take a supplement, we should definitely know what that supplement consists of and what it's going to do inside my body. Is it going to help, or is it going to push me further out of balance? And that's what I'm going to help to try to convey to you guys today. Sounds like we have a break coming up. I just wanted to remind everybody that if you are wanting to order Grown by Nature, the Power Hour has put them on special. You can get those 24/7 at thepowermall.com, or you can call, I'm sorry, what's the number, 877-987.
To know about the President's Day sale special going on right now through this Sunday, February 21st. What is it? It's 10% off everything at thepowermall.com. You go to the Power Mall, you see something, boom, 10% off online at thepowermall.com. Or you can call us 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Don't wait. Place your order today. Sale ends this Sunday, February 21st. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about five or six curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take five or six curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. This is guest host Jason Derkovics along with my wife, Pasha Derkovics. We're filling in for Daniel Brigman today. They were so kind to reach out and offer us this platform to share our message that the Power Hour has shared for the last 15 years with our company, Grown by Nature. Before the break, I apologize as I muffled on the call-in number. But for orders, for listeners, you can call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or you can shop online 24/7 at the Power Mall. I just wanted to, again, give my greatest thanks to the Power Hour, Daniel, for having us on and continuing the legacy of Joyce and all that he gives back to his listeners and to freedom. And it's just without our most heartfelt emotional thanks. We're talking today about the problem that exists with supplements and the state of our food. Now, a lot of people are under the assumptions that they may not need supplementation. They feel their diet is fine. Some people feel that, oh, I'll just have a somewhat adequate diet and supplement along with that. And then some people that choose to supplement might have a very poor diet, and they feel that, well, at least they're supplementing. This is the best thing I'm doing for my body today. So as I was in the first section of the hour, we were talking about the history of how supplementation came to be and why it was necessary. And now here is a little bit of a science history of how the need for supplementation is not simply a luxury, but it is a necessity. There was a British researcher, her name was Anne Marie Mayer, who published work in the 1990s, and her work consisted of taking samples from fruits and vegetables that were stored in the 1940s, and what their composition was, what their percentages of vitamins and minerals were within those given fruits and vegetables. And then she also took sampled analysis 50 years later in the 1990s of those same fruits and vegetable profiles and compared them side by side. And it was alarming at what she had discovered. And this was the state of our food, as she had reported in her report, saying that all across the board, nutrients were severely depleted. And I'm not just talking, you know, half the percent or a quarter of the percent. We're talking about 90% for selenium, 90% for iron. I think it was 92 or 93% for magnesium decline. However, the water content was increasing. So as the farmers and were pushing to fertilize these fruits and vegetables and these crops, we're getting bigger yields, and we're happy with this bigger tomato in our hands or this bigger potato. However, when you analyze and you break down that potato, you can see that it was suffering tremendously compared to what the levels once were of nutrients in those same fruits and vegetables. Now, what's even more alarming is that this report came out in 1990. We're talking about 30 years ago. I don't even know. I can't even imagine or fathom where we are today with the state of our food. Some people have even made the claims we can not, our stomachs are not big enough to eat enough food to get all of the nutrients that our bodies require. So when we talk about supplementation, I threw it out on my Facebook friends group just saying I'm going to be doing this show topic about supplementation. Why do you take them? Why do you choose not to take them? And I was more interested in the response I got from somebody that didn't take them. They said, well, I just don't know enough or haven't been pushed in the right direction as to why I needed to take them. Well, I hope what I just shared with you is enough of a push to understand that our fruits and our vegetables that once were plentiful and bountiful in their nutrient offering are not at that same level. So much so that we're seeing dramatic rises of cancer rates. We were quoted at 1 out of 3 people will develop cancer in their lifetime about 5-10 years ago, and now we're pushing closer to the 1 out of 2 mark. Heart disease, one of the biggest killers of our, it's one of the highest incidences of death here in the United States is heart disease. Diabetes is running rampant. Cancer. And this is all a result of mineral and nutrient deficiencies. That's not just my thought. I'm echoing what many shared opinions have been out there, and including experts, and including this research study that has actually proven to show, yes, our fruits and vegetables have depleted heavily. Now, why is those fruits and vegetables being depleted heavily? Well, there's all sorts of environmental factors that contribute to this through acid rain, through the fertilizers we're putting on the ground, through the chemicals that are raining out of the sky, through geoengineering, to all these different things that are onslaughting our food supply. Now, you might take a soil analysis and say, well, that guy Jason doesn't know what he's talking about. My soil says it's heavy in mineral content. True. The soil itself still has those minerals, but what's happening is there's a life activity within that soil that is being depleted and is being destroyed. These millions and trillions of microorganisms within the soil are responsible for breaking down these rocks and delivering these nutrients to these roots of the plant. So then the roots can then bring these nutrients up through the roots into the plants, out through the fruit or the vegetable that is growing, and pack that and have it densed with nutrition. That's not the case these days anymore. And that's why we're seeing that we're having such a high depletion in these fruits and these vegetables. So the answer is clear, and I hope that I've made that supplementation is not simply a luxury, but it is a necessity, something that we need to put inside of our bodies to keep our bodies going optimally. You wouldn't drive a car with a check engine light on, or that's not true. I myself have been guilty of doing that. But if that oil light comes on, then I'm stopping, or overheating or something like that. Those signals that come to our car, signals, something is off. Let's do something immediately to change this before my car is broken down on the side of the highway. Take that same philosophy into how we incorporate nutrients into our diet. See, the problem is that this problem does not just still exist, but it's only getting worse. So when we have to then decide, well, what do we do for our nutrients? How do we get my magnesium? How do we get my selenium into my body for my immune system? How do I get zinc and copper? How do I get B vitamins for my metabolism, for my central nervous system that requires these vitamins? Pregnant ladies, they're told, oh, you need to go get folic acid. Well, they actually should be getting folate, the food form. Folic acid is actually another synthetic coal tar derivative, which is going to be very adversary for their health. So what I'm trying to paint here is that, yes, the necessity is real. However, we're left with hundreds and even thousands of different supplemental offerings out there. Which one is going to be the best? Which one should I take? So what happens is a lot of times we rely on the advice of others. Which one are you taking? Or we hear from our doctor, you need more vitamin C in your diet. You need more magnesium. Okay, well, which one? So now I go into the store. It doesn't matter which store. There's hundreds and thousands of these different bottles on the shelf. If only the consumer were to know that there is no difference in the more than 99% of those brands on the market. If we took every single one of those bottles and just simply turned it 180 degrees so we would just have the labels facing us, the nutritional data labels, and we read the ingredients, we would see that they're identical chemicals. You see, there's only a few pharmaceutical companies in the United States that supply bulk material powder to these hundreds, if not thousands, of supplement companies out there. They all get the same powder. They all put it into a different packaged label, new springy colors. This one comes in gels. This one comes suspended in a liquid. This one comes in a gummy. This one comes in a chewable. It doesn't matter what the preparation is. If we just look at what that ingredient is, that's telling us that ingredient, which is supposed to be supplementing that which is missing in our diet. So your doctor says this one's best absorbed. Okay, so you take that as advice. You go to the store and you just buy that one without asking a question. What does absorption truly mean? Well, in the supplement world, the way they test absorption is what goes in versus what comes out. So you took an 100 milligram dosage. We tested your urine. 80 milligrams came out. That means 20 milligrams was absorbed. Now, absorption doesn't mean utilization. That just means it has never left your body. Does that mean that it's going to be healthy for our body? There's no science to show that the pharmaceutical ones will. So how do we navigate this minefield? How do we navigate to determine which is best for us to take and for our families to consume? Well, that's why we trust people that have done the research, such as the Power Hour, and Grown by Nature, and the people that surround us, such as Dr. Llewellyn, people that have done this research and have known what the difference is if you go this route pharmaceutically made by man, or on this side of the spectrum, grown by nature, unadulterated as God intended, those nutrients, the way they are supposed to be in our fruits and our vegetables. Grown by nature is giving back what man in his wisdom has taken away. So, little interesting story about how Grown by Nature came to be. As I told you before, I had met Dr. Llewellyn in this brief interview, and I was hoping to actually dismantle all that he was going to present, because I knew better and that this was not a supplement that our company should be holding on to. Within 20 minutes, he had turned my mindset around and had me realize that I truly knew nothing about supplements at that time. And I prided myself on wanting to know things and not being told or having to be explained to things that are so simple as my health. I should know better. I am the person in charge of my health, and now I'm in the person in charge of my children's health. I make those decisions. I did not like the idea that somebody knew more than me, so I went and I started doing all the research. And I started to see what Dr. Llewellyn was sharing was true. These chemicals that I was taking brought about severe adverse reactions. I myself had an adverse reaction when I was in college. Now, I told you I was a college athlete, so I was taking two of the one-a-days. Plus, I was taking all sorts of creatine. I was taking all these protein powders, these muscle-building things, fat burners. I was taking everything and anything under the sun to give myself that competitive advantage. Little did I know, as a sophomore, I ended up getting such a bad bladder infection that I was unable to sit down at class. I had to go to the doctor. They scheduled me an ultrasound for my testicles and all these sorts of things. Come to find, they didn't know exactly what had happened. When I shared the story with Dr. Llewellyn and he understood all that I had been taking, he said, "Jason, you tipped over the line of going too far with what you were taking. Your body can only handle so much of those unnatural chemicals. When you were double dosing those, you were putting your body at an adverse reaction environment." My ears were open. So I need to get on some real nutrients. So I ended up going home that day, throwing out the other nutrients. Ended up enamoring myself with as much information as I could, soaking up information about what these nutrients were doing, why they were different. And I started feeling the difference myself. And this was in 2002, 2003. I was then in charge of this product line specifically. They started sending me around the country to do presentations on these nutrients. They also put me into Canada. I also was scheduled to go to Mexico, but then that trip got canceled due to a hurricane. So I was traveling around the country making this presentation, and the same messages kept coming about as, why? Well, what is the difference? I'm taking this one. This one has more of a percent than that one. After the same sharing of information of what they were taking and reading down the line, and we're going to get to that in the second hour here. We're going to go specifically through individual ingredients. We're going to talk about why they are adversary to your health, where they're coming from, and why Grown by Nature is a superior form to be taken. So now at that time, when Dr. Llewellyn and I had came to this agreement and I was traveling around, I became engaged. And I requested back to my CEO, because they were talking about some satellite office relocation into Minneapolis where I was about to move. And that plan fell short, and they said that they were unable to relocate me. So I had to say see you later to that company that I had worked for the last 5 years with and was just absolutely in love with the nutrients, and I was kind of upset. So I contacted back to the nutrient supplier. I said, "Here's my case. I am not going to be working with this company any longer, but I'm moving to Minnesota. Is there any other company that I can get involved with your nutrients?" And that's when they offered me One Better and gave me my own product line, Grown by Nature. So in 2005, Grown by Nature began. And I thought it was going to be as simple as it was when I was presenting to these hundreds of distributors. It wasn't. And the reason why is because those distributors that were showing up already were familiar with our company, and anything we were going to offer, they were going to be selling. So they were there to purchase, and then so they can go and sell. Not really sure if they 100% understood what the differences were, but they were selling off the shelves when we would present them there. So I felt like it was going to be an easy transition to my own company. So I had to start from the ground. Tried contacting back vendors, trying to get those products into the shelves, telling everybody the differences of them, and nobody was biting. It got to the point where I was actually kind of really worried as I was looking at the calendar saying, "Hey, my rent check is due in the next week, and I don't have enough in my account to cover this and to cover that. And it was really kind of at the point where I was contemplating this job is not right for me. I got to go back and go get on salary. I can't do this on my own. I won't be able to support a family. And that's when I got a call. It was almost like within an hour or so of me praying with God, I got a call from Joyce herself. And that's when she said her feedback with these nutrients and she wanted to carry them. That initial order got us going, was able to pay the rent, able to pay food bills, everything I needed to do in order to feel like I was being a brand new but successful husband, so, you know, to support for my wife. And at that point, Joyce's order came in a lot more than I had stock for. So we immediately called and we got our stock coming in, and Joyce was pushing, saying, we want to put you on the air tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry, next Monday. And this was like a Wednesday or a Thursday. I looked at my account. Money hadn't cleared yet. I didn't have enough money to send all that several boxes overnighting to Joyce's show. So I knew I had enough money for gas, so I packed all my nutrients into the car, drove down from Minnesota, 9-hour overnight, arrived to Joyce's studio 20 minutes before our show was to begin with Dr. Llewellyn on the first time on the air, Grow My Nature. And at that point, I can only say it's been a work of God through word of mouth. We have put no money into advertising, but only through the Power Hour and the connections that have come about through this, we were able to land an account with a very well-known doctor, author, who's also been a guest with Joyce in the past. Her name is Dr. Carolyn Dean. She started to promote our nutrients. To date, we have now shipped to over 30 countries outside of the U.S. as a result of simply word-of-mouth advertising that just began from the Power Hour and now carried on the legacy of Joyce through Daniel Brigman. And I just wanted to give my utmost sincere thanks and really put that message out there of how important the Power Hour has been for Grow My Nature's success. And I have nobody but Joyce and Daniel to thank for that, and mostly God for connecting this all. So this is where my mission in life is now headed, is to sharing this message out there. No longer am I a prospect for the Major League Baseball teams. I hung up my cleats with that dream, but now I'm realizing that God put me in this position on this path to share this message with you, the audience, and that our message can get out there to the world. And it is reaching out there, more than 30 countries that we have shipped to date. And I'm overwhelmed. I'm just absolutely astonished at how this organically has grown and spread this message out there. So Daniel, if you're listening, thank you. And Joyce, you've just been an absolute blessing for our company. And Pasha, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Does that all ring a bell? Do you remember that night when I said, I don't have enough money to ship this stuff, and I'm going to drive down?
Yeah, I think I started the car for you that day. I think I started the car, help you pack up, and kicked you out the door. Go get the sale. We need it. No, but you've done great.
When
the Power Hour has been more than just a show. They've been like an extension of our family and friends for us as well. Like, and Daniel taking over has been a very nice blessing and a very good switch. And he's just been so attentive and he gets it. You know, sometimes it takes a while for people to get your product because they're so brainwashed from just television telling them you should take this. It says all your vitamins and minerals, all your one-a-days, all your Flintstone vitamins. I think that so many are brainwashed. So you have to hear the information more than once. And then when you get it, you're just like, ah, It's like that aha moment. And then you have to tell everybody else. And then you turn into that awkward person. You go out to eat with your friends. And then you have two different vitamin bottles in your purse. And you take out the two to compare to show how Grown by Nature is better and to show that the other nutrients are full of chemicals and slowly killing us. You know, it just changes the idea of dinner parties.
You must be fun at parties, huh?
I'll have the best. Have you guys seen our Grown by Nature supplement bottles? I should show you. No, it is what it is. I mean, we want to educate people. It's not like we're shoving it down their throats. Like, we want you to know the truth. Know the truth. Know what you're taking. Be educated. Then say no. Or then say yes. If that's really how you feel. Say, I've done the research. I know ascorbic acid is a processed chemical, but you know what? I'm going to take it. And we've had people do that. I don't know why, but they do. So as long as you keep educating, Jason, we'll get there.
All righty. Well, we're coming to a close on our first hour here. I just want to remind listeners that you can call to order Grown by Nature, which is also on 10% off this week. You can call the Powerball at 877-817-9829 or shop online 24/7 at thepowermall.com. We'll be back shortly, second hour. God bless.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.